This morning we want to see how to take time to receive Him, absorb Him, inhale Him, enjoy Him, behold Him. So let's take time right now, take this out. You know what this is, right? Take all your cell phones out and turn them off or turn them on airplane mode. We don't want the devil to give us a call, right? Get a text message from the devil or something like that. So, yeah. By the way, regarding the cell phones, there's really something about the morning time and our cell phones. You know, let me just say something right now while we're on this, because you know, I think Brother Dennis mentioned it the first night, right? When we're having our morning time, it's the Lord's time, right? So the cell phone is a huge one. So, you know, during that time, we should turn it off. Turn our iPhone, iPad, iTouch, iWhatever off, right? Turn our spirit on. And that's a really big one, because when we wake up in the morning, you know, the tendency is to get on this, you know, get on Facebook or get on Twitter, see what just happened, what we just missed, right? But actually, we didn't miss much. So we want to give that time first to the Lord, and then we can check Facebook, right? Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen. So let us turn to, this is page 7 under the morning time. So today we're on page 8, right? Am I on the right day? Today we're on the procedures to fellowship with God. Amen. So, amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Actually, when I was in the training, I didn't remember much, the full-time training. But I do remember a couple of things. And one thing was, one of the brothers shared, you can write this down too. Our morning revival doesn't start until we say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
So get that point. Our morning revival doesn't start until we say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Right? And actually, another thing is precious that I remember while I was in the training was the one of the other brothers shared, you know, if all you got in those 2 years was you learn how to contact the Lord, those 2 years were worth it.
Yeah.
So similarly, we don't want to wait till the full-time training, right? What about this week?
Amen.
If all we learned this week was how to contact the Lord, this week was worth it,
yeah,
right? So this is what we want to see this morning. And so before I get into some of the procedures, I'd like to mention a couple of things here, you know, concerning our love for the Lord. You know, it's been brought out in a marvelous way through these couple of days. You know, when we're talking about the Lord's appearing, it's, you know, even Brother Benjamin mentioned it yesterday. It's actually the Lord's presence, right? The Greek word is parousia, right? Parousia. And he even shared yesterday, right? It's the presence of an honorable person, right? So this is so sweet to us, because if we want to enjoy the Lord's second coming, right, we need to be those enjoying His presence, His coming every morning. To enjoy the Lord's coming in that day, we should be those enjoying the Lord's presence today, every morning, right? And so in the mornings, it's the time to bask in His honorable presence, to enjoy the honorable Christ, enjoy all He is in His honor, right? So this is what that word means, parousia. And we need to have an experience every morning of the Lord's appearing, right? So there's this verse, John 14:21. I would mention just for your reference. It says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. So you see that manifest, we get as manifestation. But what was the key here? It says, he is the one who loves me. So you see that? If we love him, we will get his appearing. So in the morning, we need to spend time to love the Lord. And if we love him in the mornings, we will get his appearing, right? This is so sweet to us. Okay, so let's come to this outline. The first verse on there, that's Romans 8:6. Let's all read it together with a strong spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. The mind set on the spirit is what? Life and peace. So here's a crucial battle when we come to the Lord in prayer. The first section is praying, right? You guys see that? How about let's read the first two, the bold sections. Ready? Praying, reading the Bible. Just the first two. Yeah, well, that's the same thing. So I'm going to touch on these two. So the key thing when we talk about praying in the morning, we see in this verse, there's the matter of the mind set on the spirit, right? I just want to reemphasize, you know, this matter of the mind, right? The mindset. That's a crucial battle in the mornings, right? What is our mind set on, right? That's why I said earlier, when we come to the mornings with the Lord, we need to turn this off. Because otherwise, we begin to check our email, check our grades, check our homework, check whatever, check sports. We check everything other than the Lord, right? But this has to do with our mind. Before anything, we don't want our minds to be racing. We want our mind to be set on the Spirit. And so this is a crucial battle. And I would say even this, brothers and sisters, maybe when we start out, and by the way, I would encourage all of us, the words we hear in this morning time with the brothers sharing, right after we get 15 minutes to practice, right? I would encourage all of us to just take pretty detailed notes and then just practice. Just practice, right? We get 15 minutes right after and just practice what we hear in the mornings. So I would say this, in the morning time, it's a huge battle of our mind. Maybe at first, mostly it's a battle in setting our mind on the Spirit. And so I would just say a couple of keys with this praying here. This is really where the burden is. That, you know, the simplest prayer, what is the simplest prayer? Yeah, that's right. What is it again? I couldn't hear you. Lord Jesus. A lot of times, oftentimes, our morning time when in prayer, we should spend a good amount of time calling on the name of the Lord. This is to come to him in prayer. And what this does is it helps set our mind on the Lord. It takes our mind off of everything else and sets our mind on the Lord. So don't feel bad. We shouldn't feel bad if we spend even a lot of time just calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right? This will help a great deal in our prayer with the Lord. And one other thing I would mention here is that, let me see. I'll just mention a tip that I've learned over the years in our prayer to the Lord. I mean, we can read this section on our own. It has a lot of good stuff. But one help I would give to you that I want to pass on is try even saying it out loud. Say what you want to say. Here it says, spend the time to confess, to pray to the Lord, to touch the Lord, right? I would say, practice to say it out loud. Even if we can't say it that loud, at least whisper it. For example, oh Lord, I need you. Oh Lord, I don't know what to say. Oh Lord, I don't know how to spend these 5 minutes. Oh Lord, I'm so tired. Oh Lord, Lord, what about this pride that was rising up in me last night? Oh Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, I love your appearing. Sound it out, something like that. It'll really help our prayer time in the mornings with the Lord. Hopefully we can practice some of this after this time. So.
Praise the Lord. Amen. My name's Tim Liu. I'm from Chicago. How about we start by reading Ephesians 6, 17 to 18? Which Spirit is the word of God by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Let's praise the Lord. I really enjoy these two verses because these two verses show us the matter of reading and praying. And I looked up the definition of perseverance, and I got these two great definitions. The first one is steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And the second one is continuance in a state of grace, leading finally to a state of glory. So this is a picture of our morning time with the Lord, right? Yeah, so the first one is steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And the second one is continuance in a state of grace, leading finally to a state of glory. Amen. So this is what we're doing in our morning time with the Lord. Initially, it's very hard because the first thing we have to overcome is our bed, right, and our tiredness. And I really appreciate, because this is so important, so crucial, because this prepares us for the Lord's coming, amen, right? If we can't spend time with Him alone in secret, how could we say we know Him later on when He comes back? We have that verse in Matthew 25, right? You have the 10 virgins, and they say, the Lord tells the five that, I do not know you. Right. And this word know means a secret knowing. This means that we need to have time spent besides our physical time, just to spend time with Him alone. So we can get into the Word and pray. It says here we can use praying and reading. So I really appreciate it. This is the primary time of our morning fellowship with the Lord, is that our goal is to, when we read the Word, sometimes we have an inspiration. Say, for example, the next verse here, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19, says, always rejoice. So as an example, maybe we go through this and you're just inspired. Lord, help me to rejoice. So you don't have to go through the entire verse, but you know, sometimes when we see a verse, we get touched by certain phrases. Use that and just pray it to the Lord. And that is always such a source of enjoyment, because the whole point of our morning time with the Lord is not to study, it's just to eat. Enjoy the Lord. That's the reason why we pray in the beginning, is to just get us out of ourselves and help us to touch the Lord. And similarly, just quickly, another two matters that we can do in the morning time is, after we pray ourselves out of ourselves and into our spirit, we can read the Word. But our reading of the Word, like what Josh said, is not for a hardcore studying. It's just to get us wet for our appetite, to touch the Lord in the Word. And then after that, if we still have time, we can pray for matters. Maybe when we're reading through the Word, someone pops up, you're reminded of a friend, of a colleague, then you can say a little bit something. Lord, what about my friend? But we shouldn't dwell too much. They said the best thing actually is that you start realizing in your morning times that you have a lot of friends, a lot of names that pop up, maybe more matters than you can have to spend time in that morning. So it's best to have a separate time. Maybe after lunch, you can set aside 30 minutes But that'd be very good. But if you can't, you can use some of your time in the morning. But lastly, kind of one of the things that would be useful is this time just to worship, to thank the Lord. Like this, the last set of verses in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks. So kind of the consummation of our time with the Lord in the morning is that we're thankful for him. So we pray, we get into our spirit, we just receive all this. We're just so thankful for so many things. Even in the hymns that we read or the verses that we read, we find out, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. And then our ending time with the Lord, we're just praising. We're loud. One of the sentences in this excerpt just kind of shows us, in the beginning, we're quiet, but in the end, we should be loud. We should be full of joy. We should be, in ecstasy, I guess you can say. But so praise the Lord. I hope that as this week goes by, more of these practical handles can help us with our time with the Lord, and we can continue to go on.
Praise the Lord. He is so precious, so sweet, first thing in the morning. Just like the dew. When you get up early in the morning, the dew is there on the grass. So sweet and precious. So the Lord is just the same to us in the morning. And one prayer I learned very early in my Christian life was just, Lord, I turn my heart to you. Lord, I turn my heart to you. And this prayer became so precious to me, not only in the morning, but all day long. Sometimes you don't feel like your heart's turned, but you've made a declaration, and that's what you stand on. Lord, I turn my heart to you. Then the enemy may come and say, well, it's not turned. No, it is turned. I did turn it. My heart is turned. And then any prayer that starts with the word Lord is a good prayer. Any prayer that starts with the word Lord is a good prayer, because you've acknowledged who he is. You've acknowledged that he is your Lord. And then just to whatever follows, is you're just opening your heart to him. He knows what's there anyway, so don't worry about it. He knows what's there, but you've acknowledged him as Lord.